All right, now to our TV critic, Eric Deggans, who says we are about to see TV's best fictional series about Wall Street in a very long time. It's Billions, and the drama premieres Sunday on Showtime.
When U.S. Attorney Chuck Rhodes is mulling how to go after hedge fund billionaire Bobby Axelrod, he doesn't talk to his assistant about wonky details on corporate profits or losses. He talks about boxing.
Bobby Axelrod is Mike Tyson in his prime. And you do not want Mike Tyson in his prime. Now, since my appointment, this office is undefeated in financial prosecutions, 81-0. And that's because I know when the time is right.
I get it, but no. This would be a big one.
A big one indeed. Axelrod, played by Homeland alum Damian Lewis, is a billionaire who gives $100 million to New York City firefighters and funds scholarships to kids of colleagues who died in the 9/11 attacks. But he's also suspected of using insider information to keep his profits high. And as the pressure grows, Axelrod tells a staff psychologist what it's like to be a person whose net worth is big as some nation states.
You know, being a billionaire, I never get to talk about this with anyone, but being a billionaire, when you walk into a room, it's like being a woman with great legs. You know exactly what everyone's looking at. You know exactly what they want.
This is how Showtime's Billions succeeds where other Wall Street dramas have failed. Viewers are shown a complicated world where decisions often turn on ego, political posturing, and personal insecurities. New York Times reporter and columnist Andrew Ross Sorkin helped develop the series after his book about the financial crash, Too Big to Fail, became an HBO movie. He says the show uses fictional characters who aren't based on real-life people to give a detailed picture of that world. As an example, Sorkin cites a scene where Axelrod explains to his children why the family dog sometimes urinates on the furniture.
Boys, boys, look, look, look at this, look, look. He's marking his territory.
He's peeing on the furniture.
Yeah, but he's showing Ryan who's boss. That's why it's called a pissing contest when two men try and stake out their turf.
I don't love it when men do that either.
You know, he's sitting there with his kids trying to teach him something. And especially these guys with money, one of their greatest struggles is actually how to deal with their kids. And so it's trying to capture those little moments.
Despite these human moments, Billions doesn't try to make you love these characters. Rhodes is merciless in the name of justice, and Axelrod cultivates a corporate culture in his firm centered on macho guys and profane posturing. When these two finally meet, it's the ultimate example of two predators circling each other. Axelrod, the self-made man, against Rhodes, the child of old money. Here, Axelrod gets a warning from the prosecutor that buying a $63 million house will force authorities to look hard at his business.
The kids in my office really thought you might buy that house.
I'll probably pass. It's so nice, though, you know. Your daddy's got a little place out there. He must let you use a bedroom some weekends if you say please.
You're the only one running the big money they cheer for. They may be cheering now, but believe me, they are dying to boo.
There are big issues at the edges of this story. Income inequality, profiteering from 9/11, the way big financial types often pay big fines to avoid jail for wrongdoing. But Billions excels most at painting a compelling portrait of how powerful men, and the women behind them, move the world. And the idea that many of their decisions center on such small human details is both a compelling and a frightening notion. I'm Eric Deggans.